Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody, let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on. Land sakes. What are you doing over there in the cupboard, Grandpappy?
I'm trying to find something, Ray.
Well, you're making a big mess of things. Why don't you tell me what you're trying to find? Perhaps I can help.
Well, if you must know, I'm trying to find a fishing pole and bait box.
Fishing pole and bait box? Why, Grandpappy Sparks, are you going to do some fishing?
No, I'm going to paint the house. Of course I'm going fishing. What else would I be hunting my pole and box for?
Just settle down. I was only asking.
Now, who in tarnation could that be?
Why don't you go over and answer it?
I'm moving as fast as I can, Ray. I'm not wearing jogging shoes, you know. Now, hold your horses. I'm coming. Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. Grandpappy Sparks speaking. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Of course, dear. Goodbye, dear.
Who was that? Bambi?
Bambi? Why would you say that, Ray?
Well, you called her dear.
It ain't funny, Ray. That was my wife, Mrs. Sparks.
I was only kidding, Grandpappy. My goodness, you sure are jumpy today. What's the matter?
Well, if you must know, Mrs. Sparks and I are going on a vacation.
A vacation? I can't believe my magic radio ears. Why, you haven't taken a vacation in years.
I know. I was trying to keep it a secret.
Why? You deserve a vacation.
Well, I guess so, but I didn't want people coming here with goodbye gifts.
Why, Grandpappy Sparks, why should anybody bring you a goodbye gift?
Well, I was thinking, maybe... Land sakes, look who's here. It's Cedric the mailman. That's all I need.
Hi, Grandpappy. Hi, Ray. Got some magazines for you, Grandpappy.
Magazines? For me? What are they?
Well, one is called The Vacation Fishing Guide, and this one is You and Your Vacation. And let's see, this last magazine's called How to Plan Your Vacation. Grandpappy Sparks, are you trying to tell us something?
Shucks, Cedric. I might have known that you would find out. Mrs. Sparks and I are going to take a summer vacation.
Summer vacation, huh? Well, all I can say is it's about time. Well,
I think Grandpappy deserves a vacation. He's worked awfully hard this past year.
I don't want anyone to know about my vacation, Cedric. I want to keep it a secret.
A secret? Well, you can count on me, Grandpappy.
Well, now, don't tell a soul.
Well, you can count on me. My lips are sealed. Well, I'd better be getting along. Got to deliver my mail. Have a good time on your vacation, Grandpappy.
Not so loud, Cedric.
Oh, yes. Well, you can count on me to keep it a secret. So long, Grandpappy. So long, Ray.
Dad read it, Ray. There goes the whole thing. Cedric will blab it all over town. He tells everything he knows.
Oh, I don't think so. Cedric is pretty smart.
I'll give him just 5 minutes. You just wait and see. In 5 minutes, this place will be packed with people telling me goodbye and farewell. I won't have enough room for all the gifts I'll be getting.
Uh-oh, here comes Miss Thompson from over at the elementary school. She's coming up to the door.
See? What did I tell you? Cedric has already got to her. I'm lost.
Hi, Grandpappy. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Miss Thompson. Just put it over there on the table.
What? Put what over on the table?
Your gift. You did bring me a gift, didn't you?
I don't know what you're talking about, Grandpappy.
Never mind him, Miss Thompson. Grandpappy's had a busy morning. What brings you here to the hobby shop?
I need some help. This is the last week of school, and I would like some ideas about summertime safety.
Summertime safety? That won't be too hard to do. Everybody should practice safety rules during the summer.
What's all this about summertime safety rules? I'd better get my notebook. Perhaps I will need to learn some safety rules while on my while I'm out in my garden. Here's my notebook. Now, to put on my eyeglasses. There. Now then, fire away. I'm ready to write.
Why don't we begin by saying, be careful while crossing streets.
Oh, that's a good one, Ray.
Let me write that down. Be careful crossing streets.
Everyone should be very careful crossing streets, especially in the summertime. Streets and highways will be filled with fast-moving cars.
Well, that's right. And another thing, never play around parked cars.
Now, let me put that down, too, Ray. Never play around parked cars.
I was just thinking. Children should be very careful roller skating on the sidewalk this summer. Skaters should watch out for cars backing out of driveways. Skaters should also let people pass who are walking.
Not so fast, Ray. I can't write in shorthand, you know. Watch driveways while skating. What's that other one?
Skaters should let people pass who are walking.
Oh, yes. Let walking people pass safely.
What about riding bicycles? Boys and girls must learn to share the streets and sidewalks with other people.
Bicycles must share streets and sidewalks.
Some of my boys and girls will probably go swimming. There are many safety rules about playing in the water.
You are so right, Miss Thompson.
Why, when I was little, I used to swim like a duck.
Well, that may be, but I have a story song about swimming. Let's listen.
Ducks love to swim the whole day long. Now, we're not ducks, it's true. And yet I think that swimming is just loads of fun, don't you? But if the water is quite rough and very high the tide, be sure to have a grown-up always watching by your side. And if you're still too young to swim but think the water's grand, always have a grown-up hold you firmly by the hand.
Well, by grannies, that sure was a good story song, Ray. Let me write some of those safety rules down here in my notebook. Now, always have a grown-up by your side. That's if the water is rough. What was another thing?
The song said that if you were too young, you should always have a grown-up to hold you firmly by the hand.
Have grown-up hold hands.
I sure wish that I could go swimming. Being a radio has its problems.
Hey, what about being careful in parks or on playgrounds? Lots of summertime accidents can happen there.
You can say that again, Grandpappy. You need to follow safety rules on swings, slides, and even at the drinking fountain.
I'd better put those things down. Now, be careful on swings, slides, and drinking fountains.
There. I think I have some good summertime safety rules to tell my class. Thanks, Ray, and Grandpappy. You always have lots of good ideas.
Come back again, Miss Thompson. There goes a good soul, always thinking about her boys and girls at school. Well, I'd better be getting back to hunting my fishing pole and bait box. Mrs. Sparks wants to have everything ready to go by tomorrow morning.
How long are you going to be gone, Grandpappy?
Oh, I'd say for about 3 or 4 weeks. Say, I almost forgot. You'll be here in the hobby shop all alone.
Oh, don't worry about me, Grandpappy. Don't forget, I was hidden away in an attic for years and years. I won't need anything. You just go and have a good time.
Land sakes now! Look who's here! It's Miss Peggy from over at the playground. I should have known that Cedric would go over there first. Hi, Miss Peggy.
Hi, Grandpappy. Hi, Ray. Grandpappy, I know all about it.
You do? See, Ray? I told you that Cedric would blab. You can put my gift over here on the table, Miss Peggy.
Gift? Why, I don't know what you're talking about, Grandpappy. I just came over to get a list of summertime safety rules that you gave to Miss Thompson. I saw her outside as she was leaving.
See, Grandpappy? It wasn't Cedric at all.
Well, I still wouldn't put it past him to tell. Here, Miss Peggy, you can copy the safety rules from my notebook.
Oh, thanks, Grandpappy. I'll take it over to the table.
Are you going to practice summertime safety while you're gone, Grandpappy? Safety rules are for everyone, young and old.
I sure am, Ray. I want my summer vacation to be a safe one.
What's that? You're going to take a vacation? Grandpappy!
Uh-oh. There, I've done it. My secret is out.
Yes, and you were worried about Cedric telling on you.
It's about time you were taking a vacation. Where are you going?
Well, since everybody in the world knows about my vacation, Mrs. Sparks and I are going to spend 3 or 4 weeks at the big campground at Parker's Lake.
Oh, no. Parker's Lake? Why, Grandpappy Sparks, I'm surprised at you. Parker's Lake is only a few miles outside of town.
I know. But with the price of everything, I figured I could save some money. It's going to cost me over $15 as it is.
Well, no matter where you and Mrs. Sparks go, I wish you both a happy summer vacation.
Thanks, Miss Peggy. Now then, I've got to find my fishing pole and bait box. Say, maybe it's over here in my hall closet.
Oh, no, not the hall closet.
I'll just go over here to the closet and open the door.
Grandpappy, are you all right?
My grannies, I've got to clean out that closet one of these days. Hey, goodbye, everybody.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.